是的，
主席先生。
Thank you, Mr. President. Afghanistan was recently struck by the strongest earthquake in 20 years, with a heavy toll in terms of lives and property. Its people, including women and children, are dealing with major human rights challenges. Therefore, for compassionate reasons, China decided to immediately provide 5 billion RMB of emergency humanitarian aid, which has already arrived in Afghanistan. The international community must amplify its assistance to meet the needs of Afghanistan to help its people overcome difficulties and return to normalcy as soon as possible. Peace and development are critical for the human rights of Afghans. The international community ought to respect the independence, sovereignty, and territorial integrity of the country, as well as the sovereign choice of its people, their religions, and their customs and morals. It ought to step up commitment and dialogue with the interim government to help it strengthen a broadly inclusive political framework, as well as to help it practice a policy of moderation and prudence at home as well as abroad in order to resolutely and effectively combat terrorism and promote and protect the human rights of all Afghans, including those of women and children, to build its capacity for self-determination and sustainable development in order to establish good governance. In the U.S.-led war, countless Afghans, innocent civilians, perished. Tens of millions have become refugees, including women and children. As if they had not suffered enough, the United States is now freezing the assets of Afghanistan. It is clear that the U.S. bears the primary responsibility for the crisis in Afghanistan. We call on the U.S. to immediately lift all UCMs against Afghanistan and to restore to it unconditionally all of the confiscated assets and to take practical measures to improve the lives of Afghans. Thank you.